It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you rate it.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour with Felger and Mazz on a reentry Monday presented by East Boston Savings Bank. If you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, you missed Murray's top of the hour update, in which he told us in a new conversation today, I guess ESPN tonight is doing a show with all five, six commissioners, including soccer and women's, WNBA is going to be like six commissioners on a show tonight with Mike Greenberg. I guess they taped it because they're leaking out some of the conversation. And some of the conversation involved Rob Manfred telling Mike Greenberg, I guess, but will air again on the show tonight, that now he is not sure baseball is coming back. Manfred had said last week, unequivocally, 100%, we're going to play baseball. Now he says, and here's, I guess, one of the quotes. He says, unfortunately, over the weekend, while Tony Clark was declaring his desire to get back to work, the union's top lawyer was out telling reporters, players, and eventually getting back to owners that as soon as we issued a schedule, as they requested, they intended to file a grievance claiming they were entitled to an additional $1 billion. Obviously, that sort of bad faith tactic makes it extremely difficult to move forward in these circumstances.
Yeah, and there's an update to this from the LA Times. In a letter today, MLB telling the MLBPA there will be no season unless the players waive any legal claims against the league.
So, here we go. 1994-95 all over again. In 94-95, the league let the players stick a needle in their ass, hit a bunch of home runs, and they got the game back. Is that going to work this time? Is anything going to work this time? What would bring you back to the game? And this is, you know, outside of, and we can talk about it. I mean, obviously the game needs saving. It needs tightening up. It needs streamlining. It's got to go back to being a 2 hour and 45 minute product from being a 3 hour and 45 minute product. And we all agree with that. Pitch clocks, mound visits, stepping out of the box, all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. So that, but that's a bigger picture, longer term thing. That's going to, you know, gradually, hopefully, if the league makes those changes, bring you back in a generation. You know, that's a slow trickle. Is there an immediate boost, a steroid injection, for lack of a better phrase, that the league could get? Is there anything left to play for the league? And I wonder, you know, the greatest, statistical thing for my lifetime in any sport, the one that I enjoyed the most, was Paul Molitor's hitting streak in 1987. If you're old, you remember it. He had 39 games and it was great. Day in, day out, the drama of will he get another hit? And kids, if you're listening, a hitting streak is consecutive games with at least one hit. That's actually when you decide to swing the bat and put the ball in play and get to first base. It's not a walk. It's not a home run. It's not a strikeout. It's actually a base hit. They used to have those in the game. They called them base hits.
But if you look at the value chart, the hit is as valuable as the walk, Felger.
It's not an on-base issue. It's a batting out. So anyway, but I wonder, first of all, Maz made this great point. Hitting streaks don't exist anymore for the reason Murray just said. It's all about on-base, and walking's as good as a hit. And
Paul Molitor didn't walk a ton.
You know, again, so this is, and you'll find this with a lot of guys. Now, look, there were guys who had hit streaks that did walk a lot. You know, again, but Wade Boggs never had a really long, long hitting streak. Why? Because he walked. He took a ton of walks, and you lose at bats that way. So, like, you know, to me, I don't think you're gonna see it. I don't think you're gonna see a guy make a run at it.
Is there a run at anything? Is there a run at anything that would bring you back to the game? Someone making a run at 400, hitting 400. Someone with a long hitting streak. Anything.
That hitting streak thing I would tune in for that, even if it was player X.
What if it was Whit Merrifield? Who, in case you don't know, you know, and why would you? He led Major League Baseball in hits last year. Whit Merrifield, sort of a utility guy. He doesn't even really have a position, does he? Outfield, second base?
Second base. He can play in the outfield, too, but he's mostly second base.
Kansas City Royals, Whit Merrifield. You never heard of him. He led Major League Baseball in hits last year. If he went on a 35-game hitting streak, would you tune in for Whit Merrifield?
Eventually, because I'd be rooting against him. Say this was being done by Mike Trout or, you know, one of the bigger names in the game. I'd tune in and actually kind of root for him because that'd be kind of cool. That'd be interesting. But if it's one of these stiffs that, like, please, unless you're like Matt McCarthy and a super seam head, like, the F them. I don't want that guy to be the guy that takes over Joe DiMaggio's record.
No, to me, it's got to be a big name in a big market. Like, you know, even if you give me some guy in some, you know, Tampa Bay, or it's, forget it, not good enough. Like, you know, you mentioned earlier, if there were like a legit home run chase between Judge and Stanton. Okay, even if like both guys are making a run at 60, like I don't even need the record, but just they're absolutely bombing away, those two guys. In New York, the Yankees are winning 110 games. America would take notice of that. They would, because there are Yankee fans all over the country.
So that's one we came up with before. Like, would a home run chase akin to Maguire Sosa do it for you now? And my answer is, well, if it's Eugenio Suarez and Jorge Soler, no. No, you don't even know who those guys are. Eugenio Suarez plays for the Reds. He was second in Major League Baseball in home runs last year at 49, and Jorge Soler was third with 48 with the Royals. If it was Suarez and Soler, and that this isn't a Latino white thing, it's just you've never heard of these guys. No, you wouldn't tune in. You wouldn't. If it were Trout and Judge, if it were Judge and Stanton, both in New York, maybe. Maybe there's a chance there. Maybe we've hit on one little thing that people would tune in to, Mass. Go ahead.
Yeah, it'd have to be two rock stars in a big market. And again, Trout's unique, too, just because of his greatness. I mean, some people think he's one of the top, you know, five players in the history of the game. But the short answer is this. No. The short answer is no, because we've seen it before. And so, again, now, you know, the records to me are meaningless. I think baseball destroyed all of this with its steroid era. They were desperate at that time. They felt they had to do something drastic. And I say it all like it was all part of a premeditated plan. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, or maybe it was just people looking the other way while guys were sticking needles into their right butt cheeks. So, I just think that if it happens now, great, whoop-de-doo. I think the game needs a major overhaul. And after this news by Manfred, I'm starting to wonder whether we're going to get it.
Well, why?
Because I think that, you know, so that Manfred is claiming that the union is behind the scene telling guys, you know, that they don't want to play. And I just wonder whether this is all part and parcel to some sort of dramatic change to the makeup of the sport. And again, I'm not telling you it's not about money, because it is, but I think it's about a lot more than that. It's about the union's power, the union's unwillingness to cooperate on things that would help the sport. And the game needs a major, major overhaul, Mike. The game is broken.
So again, Tony Clark over the weekend said they're not going to counter MLB's latest proposal. He says their stances have fallen on deaf ears. He said, it unfortunately appears that further dialogue with the league would be futile. It's time to get back to work. Tell us when and where. That's what he said publicly. Manfred said today that behind the scenes, while they're saying that publicly, what they're really doing is mobilizing a massive grievance to be filed against the owners once they set the schedule, and that nothing's going to happen because the players aren't going to report. They're going to go to court. They're not going to go to the field. They're not going to report to spring training. They're going to go to court. And that's where Major League Baseball is at. Oh, goody. Good work by Major League. Way to seize the day. Carpe diem, guys. Excellent job. Excellent work.
So they went from potentially having the stage under themselves, you know, in 3 weeks, July 4th weekend, 2.5 weeks.
To be the only sport not playing.
Correct. to now taking their season and flushing it down the toilet.
It's so
and
good.
I'll tell you the same thing I said at that time, though. If this makes it a better sport in the long run, I'm okay. I'm okay with them shutting it down for a year. As long as there is something on the other side. If there's nothing on the other side, guess what? They just pulled the plug on their sport.
Okay. And is there any saving it? Is there any saving it like McGuire and Sosa? Would anything bring you back? Again, that's a question for the audience. I promise. Your phone's right after this.
Tell your fans. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And because the players have not moved off of that position where they would be paid 100% of that prorated salary, we're in this complete mess right now. So when the union said to the league, please tell us when to play, tell us where to play, they were essentially saying to them, make that schedule, but MLB doesn't need to do that. On top of that is the health and safety protocol. There is no signed agreement at this point for players and the league to figure out how they're going to get back and play amid the pandemic. So that's another issue on top of the schedule being set at this point. It's a mess. It is a complete unequivocal mess. And when Rob Manfred said to Carl Ravitch earlier this week, we will 100% be playing this season, this is a big test to see if that's actually true.
Complete unequivocal mess, says Jeff Passan. Last time they were in this spot, they let the guys do steroids and they chased Roger Maris and passed him, and that brought it back. I don't think there's a magic bullet like that anymore.
There isn't.
I don't think there is saving it. So back to your thoughts. Is there anything that would bring you back? Any record that you care about? Some of you have been waiting patiently. Peter in Pittsfield, thanks you so much for hanging on as long as you did. What do you got, Peter?
Okay, Maz, this is for you. I agree with you. I think they should just cancel the season. And maybe that would help out. But there's changes they can make without the union to pick up the pace of the game. Go back to the old mound. Raise it up again 10 inches. Go back to the old strike zone. Forget about that little square that's driving me nuts now. Umpires are judged on it. You get the umpires together and you say, you know what a strike is? Whatever you think a strike is. You know what a ball is? Whatever you think a ball is. You're going to be judged on the pace of play. If guys give you a hard time, if the pitchers are over here like that, give them the close calls. If the batters do like that, that's it. Move the game along. And don't be afraid to throw these guys out of the game. I want your thoughts on that.
Okay, amen. Peter, I'm with you 100%. Just sort of your general thing about Rob Manfred has the power to unilaterally institute some of these things, and he hasn't because he's been too busy trying to deal with the players' union. And you don't negotiate with terrorists, Rob, and it's about time that he realized that. It's about time that he gets tough with that union and starts fighting them as opposed to trying to appease them, because you're never going to appease that group. And unless Rob Manfred, and maybe this is the beginning of it, Maz, starts taking some harder stands, he should be fired. And they should bring in someone who can actually lead and actually take on the baseball players as opposed to trying to pacify them.
So the real question is what they want, right? I mean, if they want to go to war here, well then, I mean, I think that's where Manfred's taking them, right? He's sort of, so if they're okay with that, like, you know, I think part of the reason that Manfred got the job is because he was a deal maker. And I've been hearing this a lot more and more from people in and around baseball over the last couple of weeks. Manfred's a deal maker. He's a deal maker. That's what he was. That's what he is. And now all of a sudden it doesn't feel like Manfred wants to make a deal. So, and I'm not saying it's on him because I don't think the players want a deal either. But it feels to me like, I mean, I don't know, Mike. I go back and forth on it. Like, part of me says he should have implemented those, the speed-up rules he should have implemented. He needed to put his foot down on that one, tell the union to go to hell, and we're going to play with a pitch clock this year, whether you like it or not. He didn't because he thought there was a chance that they could get a new bargaining agreement in place, which was a mistake because it certainly feels like the union is also picking a fight they want to fight too.
Oh, my God. They can't even figure out how to get 30 extra games this year, never mind another 10 years on a CBA. So, you know, stop trying to negotiate with these guys and just shove it down their throat. And if they don't like, it's about time to take on that union and take that union down a peg. And if Manfred can't do it, then get in someone who can. And, you know, but that, this is just half of it. You know, the pitch clock is just half of it. As we've talked about, I think people are right to bring this up. You know, Manfred's own owners have given themselves over to the analytics kids and given themselves over to the nerds from the Ivy Leagues. The front offices now are overpopulated, bursting at the seams with 30-year-old white guys from the Ivy Leagues with close-cropped haircuts who are coming in and telling you that a walk's as good as a hit. And that's how the game is. So the players are also reflecting what the nerds are pumping out in the front office. And if, you know, the owners are going to keep hiring Ivy League nerds to tell us about launch angle and the three true outcomes, well, the game ain't going to speed up the way we want it to if that's the way it's coming from the team. So he's got to clean that up inside his ownership ranks as well. The game has to change all the way around, Maz.
Yeah, so look, again, this is why I think, you know, if you change the game, though, the analytics aren't as useful. And so, and when I say they're not as useful because you're not playing the same game, you need to do something that'll alter the game and distort the data so that they got to run back to the drawing board. Look, it's like, I don't mean to get all sort of philosophical and you stupid on you, but all these apocalyptic scenarios in which ultimately, you know what takes down man? Technology. Well, guess what's taking down baseball? Like, the technology, that's what it is. There's no room for human creativity anymore. The whole thing is just one big computer program. Like, I just think, I told you, I'm okay with this. If they're going to kill the sport in 2020, I'm okay with it if what comes back later on is a different version of the game and a better version of the game that moves faster. But some of the stuff that the caller was talking about, Mike, well, you know, don't let umpires call the strike zone. Fine, set the strike zone. If the pitcher's not throwing the ball more than once every 45 seconds, it's not going to matter.
Mike,
the whole pace of it has to increase. And raising the mound, sorry, wrong. It will minimize offense. You want offense. You just don't want walks, strikeouts, and home runs all the time. You want the ball in play. You want some athleticism. You want all that stuff. They've minimized all of that. They took all the good stuff out of the game. And I come back to the same thing and say, what do they give you as a fan anymore? What do they give you? Do they give you a good deal financially? No. Do they give you a nice, clean, crisp product, even if it's not the most entertaining thing in the world? No. Do they give you an entertaining product? No. What do they give you? They give you nothing.
Mike in the car, what do you got?
Yeah, I was going to start talking about Miss France.
Mike, you got to drive into a better zone, man. We can't hear you. How about Mike in Woburn? Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I was thoroughly entertained by that whole thing yesterday, but I'll tell you why this will never happen again, no matter what I know you guys have been throwing out different hypotheticals as to what type of record chase, what type of hit streak has to, you know, happen to attract these type of people, you know, this type of national, you know, spotlight. There's nothing. There's nothing because back then, Mike, you couldn't log on to your computer to go see the highlights without it sounding like you just threw a ukulele in a blender. Like, there's just no way that everybody was watching this on TV. I vividly remember me and my father, because we commuted together, getting off of Alewife and driving right to the 99 at Fresh Pond because we wanted to see the at-bats and have dinner. It was an event, and there was no other media option to consume it. You had to consume it on TV. You couldn't stream it. You couldn't tweet about it. You couldn't check your phone, which still was like a walkie-talkie at the time. There was just no other way to consume it. That will never happen again. It was lightning in a bottle. There's just no other way. You can't recapture that.
So you're saying there's no sports record that would capture the imagination?
No, and I know everybody. I know a lot of people that say, just bring the drugs back, bring the drugs back.
No.
No, you can't, because they were doing like East German swim team levels of steroids back then. And you had guys like James Andrews saying, I've never seen some of the injuries that we've had because bones are just ripping away from tendons. The players are no better, too.
Okay, but I mean, let me stop you. Although McGuire said it was just for injuries, remember last night, he's just trying to prevent injuries.
What a crock.
No, but the point, they could do steroids, bring steroids back. You know what you're going to get? More home runs, more strikeouts, which the game has ground to a halt because of home runs, walks, and strikeouts. Bringing steroids back is just going to give you more of that. That's how we got here in the first place. So that's why steroids, I think the drugs are better than they were doing back then, Mike. I would tend to disagree with you. But so, Maz, is there any record in all of sports that would capture the imagination? I mean, let me just give you one. It's not a broad sport, but what was Wayne Gretzky's single season point record? Was it 212 points?
212.
I think Gretzky one year scored 92 goals.
92 goals is correct.
And 212 points. Okay. Was that the same year? I would hope so. But either way, if someone started sniffing those numbers, I'm sorry. Not that hockey's going to, get you in South Texas or something, but for those of us who, that would capture my imagination.
Chamberlain's 100 points.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That would absolutely work.
So we're talking about team sports now? Because, what if Tiger makes a run at Nicklaus again?
Yes, it would. Absolutely would. Uh-huh.
So, to me, that I would be into that. That would be a good one.
I mean, his Masters thing last year ground the world to a halt.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So.
But Mike's point about, people didn't have phones back then. So they have phones now. I'm not jumping on my phone to see that, though. So, again, to me, it's not the way we consume the product. And I know he's talking about the overall hysteria. I'm talking about the interest level in the sport. That's what I'm talking about, the interest level in the sport, the product that the sports gives us, and whether or not we are drawn to it the way we were before, and what they're giving us as viewers, spectators, media people, critics, whatever. Use whatever word you want. What do we get from the game now? And I'm telling you, what we're getting from the game now is not even remotely close to what we got from it 20 years ago.
But in terms of
not even close.
That record chase from McGuire and Sosa brought us back to baseball. I could give you one record in every sport that would bring me to the TV. The Gretzky numbers would bring me to the TV. A 100-point basketball game would bring me to the TV. Tiger Woods going after Jack would absolutely bring me to the TV. I'll give you a football one. It might be a little painful for you, folks. I'm sorry to bring it up, but...
Oh, I know.
19-0.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
19-0 would bring you to the TV. I don't know if there's a single baseball thing that would bring me to the TV. Unless Yelich went on a 39-game hitting streak, which you could give two poops about, so it doesn't count. Well, that's just me. That's just old Mikey Felger, Bernie Brewer. But is there a single baseball thing that would bring you to the TV? By the way, McGuire, it was just for injury prevention. It didn't help him get any bigger or help him hit the ball any farther. I hope you know that. Here's Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy, make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Colin Cowherd of Fox and Fox Sports.
Felger and Maz.
Best afternoon show in America.
Mike Felger.
Felger's a smart aleck.
Tony Maserati.
You know your baseball.
Felger and Maz.
You guys do a great show.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
First of all, I mean, let's... Yeah, I mean, stupid to do. Pay the consequences, still do. But when there's... There was no regulations back in those days. Nobody ever talked about anything. Like, this was against... There was no rules. There was no regulations. So it was only brought up to my attention that it would help through some injuries. So that's what the really the basis. By no means did I need to do it for strength purposes. And I regret, you know, doing it. I mean... The bottom line is, if there was a drug testing back then, it would never happen. That would have never happened. I don't encourage, I don't want anybody ever to follow any footsteps like that. But it sort of sucks.
Meanwhile, 23 years later, like, that BS dance still continues. This is just for injuries, Mark. Just for injuries.
I don't remember him being such a joyless bore, by the way. Was he always like that?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know. You're right. When he was with Oakland, yeah, Bash Brother.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, there was some flair. I feel like with the Cardinals, he was always that way. Dour. Not the greatest personality. But, you know, he just did it for injuries, Maz. He didn't do it to be stronger, to hit the baseball. It was just for injuries. And it was interesting there. He says, I thought he said, I don't regret it. You know, I thought that was part of it, but when they put up it was weird. They put subtitles on Sosa for some of it because he got a little hard to understand, and so they
sure.
gave subtitles for some of Sosa. They gave you no subtitles for Sosa until he got to that line when he said, "I don't regret it." They put in a subtitle, "I regret it," underneath him. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
And it's like.
That was on purpose. They're hoping that screen grab goes viral and that people will be talking about it. They completely did that on purpose. That wasn't because you couldn't understand them. That was like, ooh, here it is, the money shot.
But he says, I don't regret it, right?
Yeah.
So, like...
I mean, it certainly sounds like he says, I don't regret it. I'm wondering if somehow that became a point of contention when they, you know... I'm sure he had some say in the final version of it. And maybe that became a point of contention and that's what they settled on.
Well, so, I mean, look... I understand that the thing was not going to be a steroid expose. That wasn't the purpose of it. The purpose of it was to relive the home run chase of 98 and how it helped save baseball and to sort of relive it in real time, where in real time our focus was not steroids. That came after the fact. So that's clearly, you know, and I wasn't expecting it to be about that. But to wait an hour and 45 minutes or an hour and 50 minutes until they actually got to it, was a little much for me. They did half a segment on Andro in like the first hour. And then at the very end, they each got one comment, Sosa and McGuire. And Sosa still says it's the injury thing. Oh, come on. Why are we still playing this game?
Well, God, listen, and McGuire's response is so disingenuous because he says, you know, it helped me recover. I didn't need the strength. And to me, this is, you know, baseball has always been a marathon. Always. The whole idea is that it wears you down. It breaks you down over the course of the year. And inevitably, during a six-month season, seven if you're lucky, you're going to hit a month where you just don't feel like playing. And your body's aching and something's wrong and your numbers go down. That's the way the world works. Nobody goes wire to wire all the time. It's just too hard to do. The whole game is built on that premise. And what the steroids gave these guys more than anything else, or as much as anything else, was bounce back. So they could come back and play every day at their peak ability with the same level of energy. That's what it gave them. I think they totally underestimate that. I always have.
And he's ESPN documentaries. Well, like, I enjoyed the Jordan one overall, but it's a whitewashed version of history. I mean, you never really got any kind of deep conversation on the gambling. This Sosa McGuire thing, nothing really about steroids, like you say, until like the last 5 minutes. And are they going to do it on Tiger Woods? It's not going to have the floozies in it. Like, you know, it just feels like it's polished. It's way too polished.
Oh, wait till we get to Brady. Yeah, wait till we get to the Brady and the footballs. That one's coming. It'll be right. Just add that one to the list.
Right.
McGuire says, I did it for injuries. Brady says, I lost that phone. Destroyed it? What do you mean? No, I don't keep my phone. I mean,
no, my service provider told me to get rid of it. I had to update.
Get ready for that. But anyway, so
still the most, like you bring that up and I start to get agitated. It's still the most damning piece of evidence. He destroyed the freaking phone.
Anyway, that's it for another day, Maz. Save it. Last night, McGuire just took him for injuries. He didn't need him for strength. It didn't help him hit the baseball.
Oh.
And I do love the Sosa thing, too. They totally left the Super Bowls in the bat. Remember when his bat shattered and all the Super Bowl shavings came flying out of it in the infield? They put it on a little, they wrote it up at the end on a full screen at the very end of the show. That was a cheating bastard this whole time through. Like, what are we talking about here?
I've said this to you a million times, and it was reaffirmed for me last night. Sosa's a knucklehead. He was a knucklehead. He was for the large majority of his career, he was an underachiever. He had all this ability, but he never played smart baseball, and he was a knucklehead. He didn't hit smart. He didn't run smart. He didn't field smart. But when they juiced him up, he could hit it a ton.
So bring back juice, bring back Super Bowls in the bat. Is it going to matter? Is it going to matter if a guy just hits more home runs and strikes out more and they have more walks? It's the same thing. Wrap it up with your phones here. Pete's in Franklin. Go ahead, Pete.
So the only way that I'm going to watch baseball, and this would take some serious manipulation from refs and umpires and coaches, is if a team goes on a win streak, possibly the Red Sox, but they need to go on like, I don't know, a 20, 30-game streak in order for it to be exciting for me to watch some team try to beat them.
Okay, Pete. Mediocre phone, but team winning streak. Who has the major league record for most consecutive wins?
Didn't Oakland win 21 in a row 1 year? Remember that during Moneyball?
Let's go to the Google machine. Who has the MLB record for most consecutive wins?
They won 21 or 22 in a row.
Maz says would you believe? Oh, I'm surprised Stu didn't jump right to this. The Cleveland Indians won 22 straight games in 2017, the longest in American League history. Tito, right? Remember that?
Yeah, that's right. They did that great streak. That's right.
Okay, so that was the longest in American League history. The longest in MLB history, Murray.
Oh, who was it?
Came in 1916, the New York Giants.
Ah.
Doesn't count.
That's when they played at the Polo Grounds. Watch them go around the bases real fast.
They also played with a beanbag instead of a baseball.
I was a kid. What was the Orioles in like 87 or 88? Didn't they lose like 28 games in a row?
Oh, no, 21.
They lost 21 to open the year.
That's what it was.
Yes.
0-21 to start the year.
Losing streak.
See you next March.
No, even a young evil me was like, keep losing. Like that. I was interested in that. That was a great story.
A good losing streak would bring me. Bring me back. A 1916 Giants hold the record for the longest winning streak in MLB history at 26. The Chicago Cubs franchise won 21 games twice, once in 1880, Murray.
Ah.
When they were the Chicago White Stockings. I don't know how they be. What?
That's when you pull them up to your knee.
And then once again in 1935. I don't know if that would move the needle for me. Steve in Portland. Go ahead, Steve.
I think back during that Bash Brother days, watching that stolen base record with Ricky Henderson was dynamite. Plus, you know, take people out of the stupid shift. And granted, you're not going to find another Ricky Henderson. I think probably the best last one was maybe Sean Figgins.
So, Steve.
Remember that one time we were at Wakefield, and I think my team was catching. He ran like 4 stolen bases.
Okay.
He stole home.
Steve, yeah. Steve, you're a big stolen base guy, right? Oh, and then he jumped off.
I mean,
he just mumbled, mumbled in the phone for a minute and then jumped off.
But so
nobody runs anymore.
When I was a kid, him and Vince Coleman, the Cardinals, like those stolen bases were awesome. But they've been devalued.
I was going to ask him who led the league in steals last year. Could he even come close to tell me who this
is? Seattle Smith, Maxwell Smith.
I didn't ask you, fantasy dork.
Why is that held against me? Because I like the game.
Malik Smith.
Malik Smith, by the way.
How the hell do you spell that?
I just
M-A-L-L-E-X.
The only reason you know is because you play fantasy.
And because I like baseball.
Nah, it's really the first thing.
No, it's really I like baseball.
Okay,
whatever suits your agenda.
Fine. Who was second in steals last year? Baseball lover.
Otis Nixon.
would you believe Alberto Mondesi? Mondesi. I did the exact thing last week when I brought this guy. Mondesi's got to be Mondesi's kid, right? Raul Mondesi's kid?
One of them.
Then Jonathan.
He's got another kid, too, doesn't he? He played short side. I mean, I don't know.
Whatever. I don't think the stolen base is going to move the needle, but they don't let him run anymore. As Maz said, you either stand there and take a walk or you swing out of your ass for a home run or you go back to the dugout. And just make sure it takes 4 minutes to complete that at bat.
This is why there's no action in the game. They tell them to go up there and, again, run the count full, take a hack. If you hit it out, great. If not, come back here and take a seat.
Harry and
Swansea. Same crap over and over again.
Yeah.
Harry and Swansea, what would bring you back to the game of baseball?
What would bring me back to the game of baseball? More drama, more violence, violence sells. Look at the NHL.
Yeah.
I mean, what is that? What do people want to see? They want to see a catcher go after a batter. They want to see close pitches. They want to see somebody get beamed off the head, but not get hurt. Just go down and get up.
Yeah.
They want to see these things. And otherwise, and a shortened game. I mean, you're going to shorten the game, and you're going to have a pitch count. You got to have a pitch, and a pitch clock. Pitch clock. You got to have a pitch clock. You got to, and I would also shorten, make the batter's plate smaller, make the batter's box smaller, make them close together, have them have a padded uniform, so they're not afraid to hit them.
Yeah, and then they just chuck the ball at each other.
And why don't they have a bonus ball that they occasionally throw that counts for 5 runs instead of one?
No, but I was trying to, what the hell does a smaller batter's box have to do? And now it makes sense because he wants these guys to get beamed. So you have less area with which to protect yourself. You've got to stand right here so the pitcher knows exactly where you are so he can chuck one at your bean. I like it. The violence thing, Murray mentioned this earlier, we were deprived a chance for some good hate this year in Major League Baseball because the Houston Astros were going to get it. They were going to get it. That was going to be a tour of hate.
Yeah.
Wherever they went.
And the last time he even kind of had anything close to it was A-Rod's last year. Because he was good that year, too. I think 2016, right? Like, that was the last time baseball had a villain. He was actually kind of fun to root for that season.
Okay. Thus concludes that portion of the program. The final word comes your way next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
So a question for you both. Do you both remember what happened 9 years ago tonight?
Bruins won the Cup.
That's right.
I wouldn't have known that unless I was listening to Beadle and Zolak this afternoon, but so be it. That's where I heard it.
All right.
That was a good night.
Well, let's relive some of the best of Felger and Maz from around that time.
Oh, jeez.
Maz's Cup story from the Bruins win in Vancouver.
No.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid once, right? We won the Pee Wees and my father was there and they gave us this little plastic cup that we took around, right? And I got home and I skated and then I fell down and the thing cracked. And so now the Bruins have the cup and I feel like it's fixed.
And my understanding is... you guys only took three calls that
day? Well, no, so...
I think that's right, something like that.
That started a Felger and Mass tradition where the phones were so inundated with people who wanted to call and tell their own sort of personal cup story that we had that they started lining up before we got on the air. They started calling on 150 at, you know, the tail end of the Beetle and Zolak program or the Tangway and Zolak pro, whatever it was at the time. And it's like, so Jimmy now... X's out the phones. He has the phone off the hook right. to start the Felger and Mass show because we had to create some sort of moat, some sort of barrier to keep these people at bay because all we got was call after call after call about how they now feel complete because they have the cup back in Boston or stories just like that.
What was the
yeah, Murray, that was a different version of the voice. Yeah, this is the guy that goes to the Packy, right? I go to the Packy because it's in my neighborhood. It's not far from my house. So on the way home, I stop there. I grab a couple of beers. And then sometimes there's a mixed sub shop right next door. And I go in there and I get myself a roast beef with lettuce and cheese. And then sometimes a chicken palm. And then I go home.
Was it after the Red Sox championship at 18 that we were like hanging up on people left and right? That one was for my grandfather. Like, don't care.
No, please.
Like,
yeah. I can't do that. Story time. Can't do story time with you.
Well, Rick and Natick changed history as well on this show, and he incorrectly pronounced Brad.
This is a great one.
They did a lot over the summer to improve their team. They got that guy, Brian Marchand, and they've definitely improved the team.
The Marchand people. Bob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The Marchand people. Like, I got one here. There's always a Marchand guy on the line. Mark's in Templeton. He wants to talk about Marchand. Go.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I think Marchand's, you know, I know he's on the fourth line, but I think he's played with a lot of heart, and I think he's done well. What do you guys think?
You're a Marchand guy. Someone has to explain to me this obsession with Brad Marchand, like the Marchand Nation. Like, they're out there. You hear these people all the time. Ah, what about Marchand? Yeah, they got Marchand on the fourth line. He's a worker. He's a dirt dog. They got Marchand. I really give this Marchand guy. What is up with Brad Marchand? What? Tell me. Someone's got to explain that obsession with me. Like, Caron was drafted in the first round, right?
Sure.
The first round pick, right?
2 years ago, yep.
Okay. A first rounder rated high on the central scouting, etc. Tyler Seguin. I get that. Someone's got to explain to me Marchand.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that if the Bruins somehow end up having a great year, that Marchand's not going to be the reason why.
They've got Marchand. Got to move that kid up.
You are unbelievable.
I'm not. I don't bring up the Marchand thing. There's always a Marchand guy on my board. Always. Like, for example, Rick in the car on line 10. You're the Marchand guy. Tell me the fascination with Marchand.
You're gonna love me. I don't like Marchand. I don't understand Marchand. I don't even know why he's on the team.
He seems like a nice, scrappy little player, and he deserves his shot. And, you know, I don't want to rip the guy.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I don't get – it's like it was like the Donnie Sadler people. Just another Red Sox analogy. Remember that? Why don't they play Sadler? It's like there's this fascination with this player that I just don't get yet. I don't get.
No,
we nailed that one.
Yeah, that didn't age that well outside of Rick.
Ooh, that didn't age well. I don't like Marchmont. I don't even know why he's on the team.
If you ever wonder where Marchmont came from, that's where Marchmont came from. Rick and Natick, right. Rick and Natick. I don't like Marchmont.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.